Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs opens tonight at the Garden as the Bruins face off against the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's a quick turnaround for the Bruins. The puck will drop less than 48 hours after the Bruins went to 7 games to dispatch the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us in the studio now to preview Round 2. Good morning, Shira. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with that quick turnaround. The Bruins really barely get any time to celebrate their win over the Maple Leafs. In the meantime, the Columbus Blue Jackets swept the Tampa Bay Lightning and have been off and presumably resting and practicing for more than a week. So how much of an advantage does that give the Blue Jackets?
Well, it depends who you talk to. Of course, you always want time to rest during the playoff grind and to prepare for your next opponent. And the Bruins are coming off an exceptionally emotional 7-game series where they needed to come back and win the final 2 games to advance. But Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy is putting a positive spin on the quick turnaround. Here's what he said after the Bruins dispatched the Maple Leafs.
I don't mind the quick turnaround necessarily when you're playing well. Our last 2 games we have played well. I thought the start of this series, we had time off, we rested players, we had a couple practices, and all of a sudden maybe it's too much information and they're overloading.
Yeah, Cassidy gave his players yesterday off, but his staff was busy doing the film breakdown that you usually do and putting together a game plan. The coaches will go over that game plan with the players this morning.
Well, what about the Blue Jackets and their game plan? Columbus swept Tampa Bay out of the playoffs in the first round. It was kind of a stunning upset considering that Tampa Bay had the best record in the NHL in the regular season and tied a record for the most ever wins in an NHL season. So what do we expect from the Blue Jackets in this Blue Jackets-Bruins matchup?
Yeah, well, the Blue Jackets certainly made a statement by sweeping Tampa Bay in the first round. No one expected that at all, especially since Tampa Bay entered the playoffs as the favorites to win the Stanley Cup, and the Blue Jackets had never won a playoff series in their history. So the Bruins know they will have their hands full. But during the regular season, the Bruins went 2-1 against the Blue Jackets, and that includes a 2-1 overtime win in Boston on March 16th and a 6-2 victory in Columbus on April 2nd. Those dates are significant. The Bruins like the fact that they've seen the Blue Jackets late in the season, so they know a little bit more to what to expect in terms of the lineup that they'll be seeing tonight. Also, the Bruins know that Columbus was very physical against Tampa Bay, and the Bruins are going to have to figure out a way to deal with Columbus forward Matt Duchene, who had 3 goals and assisted on 4 others against Tampa Bay. Also, the Bruins are going to have to be prepared for a confident and resilient Columbus team. A lot of confidence coming off of that Tampa Bay series. In Game 1, in fact, against Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay took an early 3-0 lead. Columbus totally unfazed and came back to win that game. So a tough, tough matchup for the Bruins.
But on the other side, the Maple Leaf series built some confidence for the Bruins, right, and showed resilience. So they can hopefully build on that after that first round win.
Yeah, and against the Maple Leafs, the Bruins showed they could win with a number of different guys making key contributions. In the first 6 games, I think it's worth noting, the Bruins got 8 goals from the usual suspects, stars Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and David Pastrnak. But players on the 3rd and 4th lines really got the Bruins offense going in Game 7. And here's what Bergeron said talking about team depth after the Bruins Game 7 win.
I guess teams are advancing. You rely on depth and everyone contributing. And tonight was a perfect example. You know, from top to bottom, everyone was dialed.
And, of course, you've got to talk about Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask. Looks like he's playing some of the best hockey.
He was just a stonewall.
Yes, yes. He had 30-plus saves 4 times against the Maple Leafs, including 32 of 33 against Toronto in Game 7. Equally significant, he says he feels fresh, and he felt fresh during the Toronto series. You got to hope that's also true during the Columbus series.
All right, there's very little wood on this desk, but I'm going to knock it anyway for the Bruins. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.